And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, shifting gears just a bit, talking Sunset Zoo here in this next part of the show. And joining me on the phone, we've got a couple of guests. Melissa Kirkwood is in. She is marketing with the Sunset Zoo. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you as well. And Jared Bixby joins us on the other line. He's the curator of education at Sunset Zoo. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to have you both in here, and it's been, I know, a challenging time here the last couple months, but things are a go at the Sunset Zoo right now. Melissa?
We are. We're preparing. I think one of the things I continually am getting more and more questions about is when are we going to be open to the public? And we are working on that. We do not have an official date yet, but we do know that we are working with our city officials to make that possible here soon. And so what I wanted to share with Manhattan and surrounding communities is that it's not just like we open our gates and a free-for-all for everyone. We are taking a pretty strong phased approach to our opening. And some of you may remember that when COVID started, before we closed to the public, we had a phased kind of closure where we closed our indoor locations, but you could still come to the zoo and view a lot of our viewing areas. And that is the approach we will be taking once we are open for the safety of everyone. So we'll also have some very marked locations to have you social distance, because we know the zoo is a place a lot of people want to visit, and they want to visit right now because look how beautiful it is out today. But we want it to be an experience where you can come with your friends, come with your family, but also have an opportunity to know what the distances are when you're viewing one of our exhibits.
All right. Yeah, I cannot wait. And hopefully the weather will be like it is now and not like 95 degrees on the opening day, but
we can try to make that happen. Yeah. I'm not sure, I hope that the weather is like this. And even if it's not, you know, we'll make it work. But, one of the things I would also suggest to, the audience is once we do make that announcement, which we hope will be fairly soon, we will be sharing that out on our website and on all our social media outlets. We will have a dedicated web page that talks about what to expect when you do come to the zoo, what to look for, and how we are going to be monitoring the crowds that we will have so that it is not overcrowded, things like that. And one big announcement I wanted to share that we will be extending membership for our members. We just want to make sure that we have the extension for the correct amount of time. So we will be sharing that as well on our website. So just be looking for that once we are going to make that announcement. It will be sent out in the press release as well as on our social media and website.
Okay, yeah, we'll be looking for that. I know one thing that's starting on Monday, and Jared's going to talk about this, is virtual summer camps.
Correct, yeah, we've got our virtual summer camps that we launched. We made that announcement late last week, but we're going to be transitioning from in-person to online with our camps this summer. And so we've got a little bit different of a structure. So in the past, our camps have been week-to-week sessions. With this being online and virtual, we're going to be doing two-week summer camp sessions. So the first one starts on June 1st on Monday, and it goes through June 12th. We're targeting about an hour and a half worth of engagement per day. And that's going to look a lot different, obviously, than in person. But we're going to have live scheduled Zoom interactions where the camp staff will be engaging with the participants and checking in and making sure that all their questions are answered and whatnot, and kind of giving them some instructions, as well as, you know, some live connections from the zoo during that as well. We're also going to have pre-recorded videos that will help connect with the theme for each session. We'll also do a lot of at-home activities that, you know, the kids can, you know, get the instructions that will be either video-based or audio-based or written. They'll get the instructions, and then, you know, they can go out into their backyard and do these different activities either with a family member or by themselves. And so really trying to provide some enrichment for the families throughout the summer and an opportunity to stay engaged with the zoo, as well as keep learning about animals and the natural world around them. So it should be a great time. We're really excited to kind of pilot this. We're going to be using Zoom a lot, but we're also going to be basing and using a program, an educational program called Seesaw, to help us manage the virtual classrooms. And there's a couple of the school districts in the area use Seesaw with their remote learning. So a lot of families are familiar with it. And then there's some teachers as well that their school district then use it. Some of the teachers use Seesaw as well. So we're excited to pilot this and get this going.
Yeah, see, it's broken down into some different categories, all different themes. Can you sign up for more than one?
Yes, you can sign up for as many as you want. You can test this out the first session or the second session. I know there's a lot of families still trying to figure out what's going to be their plans for the summer. So, you know, they can sign up at any time. We are cutting off registration the Saturday night before the start of the session. So try to get registrations in by Saturday night for June 1st start. And the reason for that is we just need some time on Sunday to build those classes, to build those sessions and the Seesaw and those programs, and then get emails out and things like that to families so they can get going on Monday morning whenever we launch that.
One big question I have is, and I know that this is kind of what you have to do right now, is doing the virtual camps. Is it interactive? Can the kids still interact with the instructor during this?
Yeah, definitely. So we're going to have two live connections per week. So throughout one session, they'll get four live connections, virtual video connections, opportunities with the camp staff. And then through Seesaw, one of the nice things about Seesaw is that we're going to provide feedback and interaction through that platform every day. So they're going to get videos of the staff leading instruction every day. But then also, if they, you know, one of the activities might be go outside and look throughout their front and backyard to see if their habitat, if they have habitat suitable for reptiles and amphibians, say, you know, the first session, reptiles and amphibians. So they would go and do that, and they would kind of survey their backyards for different materials like rocks and things like that, and they could take pictures of it, or they might just write about it, or they might just talk about it, but they'll post that on Seesaw, on their journal in Seesaw, and then we'll come on as the camp staff, we'll come on and provide feedback on that and say, you know, and provide that audio feedback so that there's regular communication interaction between the kids. And then during those live interactions, they'll also be able to interact with the other camp participants. So they'll have some social actions and activities that they'll be able to do through Zoom on those live interactions too.
Excellent. Well, that's great to hear that. And it sounds like it'll be a lot of fun and neat little experiment, I suppose, to see how this all works. Are you guys excited to do this now?
Yeah, we're excited. You know, we're unfortunately we can't do in person at the zoo. I mean, obviously we'd love to be able to show off the zoo and be able to take full advantage of the resources at the zoo for our camps. But we're excited to really explore this opportunity. We've done virtual programs for a number of years now for schools and classrooms and things. So we've got some experience doing that, and so this just takes it to another level. And we're really looking at this also long term, about how we can take this Seesaw and the Zoom and really be able to incorporate that into future activities, programming. We're looking forward to getting back to in-person summer camps and camps and things like that at some point in time. But we're looking also at, you know, how can we take the successes from this time and these new program opportunities, and how can we drive those as well.
Let's talk a little bit, Jared, about business offerings right now at the zoo, and one of those being a ferret Zoom.
Yeah, So there's been an interest across the country and whatnot in some just different offerings because people are constantly in Zoom, go-to meetings. I mean, everything's virtual or has been for quite some time now, and people are just looking for ways to revive or refresh those meetings because they can get monotonous, and people are just like, I'm done with all the virtual meetings, and I totally feel it. One trend has started is that there's been some places that have started adding an opportunity where you can have an animal visitor. Essentially, is what we're doing is we have our ferrets. We've got Peaches, Boomer, and Bandit, and all of them, we've got a play area that they go and play in, and businesses can invite us to essentially Zoom bomb their meeting. And so we would log in, connect you up. We've got two cameras, so you get the opportunity to have the ferret nose right in the camera, and then you also have an overview of the entire play area, so you see the ferrets always moving around, always active. It's just something fun to bring in to the meeting, and some people are doing it where, you know, it's scheduled and everybody knows, and other times, you know, people can just schedule it and no one else in the meeting knows, and then all of a sudden we join at some point during the meeting with the ferrets, and there it is. It's a surprise interaction that creates some fun and gives something lighthearted to the meeting and adds something to it. So it's a really fun opportunity that we've been able to launch and start doing.
Excellent. Well, let's take a break here. When we'll come back, we'll talk a little bit more with Jared and Melissa Kirkwood from the Sunset Zoo and all the stuff going on right now. You're listening to News Radio KMAN's In Focus.